It's now time for Living in the Now with me, Marie-Angèle Nasco, and my guest today, who is a Tai Chi and Qigong instructor and psychotherapist, Alda Gomez. Welcome to the studio, Alda.
Thank you, Marie-Angèle.
I was wondering, Alda, if you could tell us a little bit about your work and how you became interested in Tai Chi.
Well, I became interested in Tai Chi first because I thought it was like a dance. I actually went to visit a friend of mine, one of my best friends in China, and I saw the beautiful movements in the park. I got really interested in it. I just wanted to do it. And very slowly afterwards, I learned that it was a martial art, that it was good for health, that it has a spiritual component as well. So my interest grew over the years.
So how is it working for you at the moment? You are still learning, and I believe you're learning from a master Jew?
Yes. Well, over the years, I've changed teachers. I've trained with many different teachers. At the beginning, it was just a hobby, something I did once a week. And then it was a time in my life that was very troublesome. I was in a deep crisis, and I thought I needed to find balance. And the best experience of balance that I had before that was my Tai Chi classes. So I decided to go to a school where I could go more than once a week. And this is how I became more involved in Tai Chi. I used to go twice, sometimes three times a week, and do workshops over the weekend. And then I started to have this feeling of I wanted to share this with other people. I got interested in Cheng style, found Master Li Mingzhu, who teaches in the UK, in Manchester. And I've been training with him regularly for 3 years. And I've also been able to train with other people, other masters, grandmasters, and from China, practitioners from different nationalities. So it has been a very rich journey.
And you give classes yourself now?
I'm teaching at the moment, yes. I've been teaching for 3 years, sorry. Mm.
And tell me, what happens for you when you are doing Tai Chi? How does that affect your own energy?
I think the best way I can describe it is I feel really present in my body. I feel very present for everything that surrounds me. So it's just a beautiful, soft, warm feeling. There's also sensations inside the body, which are often called the qi. When you start to feel the energy or the qi flowing in your body, you may feel it in different ways, and over the years, I have felt it in different ways.
So, as you know, this program is called Living in the Now, and I was wondering how would that, you know, translate for you with regard to the Tai Chi and the Qigong? How would that apply to living in the now?
Well, for me, living in the now, and I learned this through Tai Chi and Qigong, and you can learn it from many other different practices. But for me, living in the now is paying attention to what you are actually doing, to be more present in your body, because we have a physical body. And at times of busyness or stress, we're living a lot in the mind, and that brings us away from the present. So it is becoming more aware of the body. I'm paying attention to what I'm doing at the present from the outside, I mean, whatever action I'm doing, but also how it feels inside. How is my body responding to the action that I am actually doing?
So if you were to maybe advise a listener on how they could use, you know, a simple technique to bring them more into the now, would you have something to share?
Well, I suppose this is something very simple, very easy to do. One thing would be to feel your feet, actually. on the ground, and I often ask my students, do you know where your feet are today? Because we are very focused on the head. So one thing would be feel the feet on the ground, feel the entire body. And you can do this while you're waiting on the bus stop. You can do this while you're in your car, stop at a light. You can do this in your office while you're working. Breathe deeply at the same time. So become more aware of how you're sitting. Deep breaths, anything that can connect you more to your body. And your attention is on the task at hand, but at the same time on what is happening inside.
Yes, I suppose in that way it's very similar to yoga, because that's what I always feel, that yoga and Tai Chi are a bit like strawberry and raspberry. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I teach yoga to people, the first thing I do is to bring them into their feet, feel your feet against the floor, mm-hmm. feel that connection, and then working your way up, but really to bring the energy down from the head and into the body, and specifically the feet and legs to begin with, because that's the base.
Mm-hmm.
I think like where maybe Tai Chi and yoga would differ is that in yoga, as well as the standing pose, we do a lot of other things. You know, we just do things lying down, sitting and all that. Tai Chi is mostly done standing, is it?
Tai Chi is mostly done standing. It's a martial art. Mm-hmm. Therefore, all the movements are based on martial movements,
mm-hmm.
With applications. Qigong is a little bit different. Qigong would be probably closer to yoga in the sense that you can do Qigong. It can be still static. They can be movements. They can be just sounds. There are many different types of Qigong. So Qigong would be more varied. But it is true that it has a lot of commonalities with yoga.
Mm. So when you talk about martial art, you know, people imagine, you know, the very active martial art like, you know, karate or taekwondo or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Tai Chi, most people know what Tai Chi looks like at this stage, but it's a very gracious and slow moving. At least that's the impression people have. But it's also working a little bit more with energy. For example, I know a Tai Chi teacher who also does Reiki, and he was saying to me that the two go well together because mm-hmm. you work with energy.
Yes.
So can you develop a little bit on that? Can you tell me
sure.
more?
Yeah. The traditional martial arts, let's call them, whatever, karate, taekwondo, all of these that you they may be thinking of, as you say, these are external martial arts, which means that they're focusing on hardening the muscles, hardening the body. Tai Chi is the opposite. It's focusing on the internal energy of the body. So it's an internal martial art. That means that you are aiming at letting go and letting the muscles and the body become more and more supple. So it's about relaxing. It's not about hardening. And then you work with the energy in the body. You work with the power that this energy can create in your body.
Yeah, it's a bit like the yang and the yin, you know, like even to continue the analogy with the yoga is that when we do a standing posture in yoga and when we do strong stretches, that would be kind of more yang and more mm-hmm. possibly to the more traditional martial art in the sense of the energy.
Exactly.
It's about strengthening the body, finding your chi, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm.
And then we have all the other postures, sitting down, lying down, which are more quietening. We have the pranayama, which is the breathing. So that would be more the yin, as you say, going inwards and finding what it is we need to find inside, isn't it?
Yes and no, because actually Tai Chi is also yang.
Right, that's what I thought, because you're standing and you do your...
Yeah.
There's a whole pattern you do as well, just like in the martial art, don't you?
Yeah, and in Tai Chi, you're alternating yin movements, which are more soft, and yang movements, which are harder.
Mm.
So there is a balance of yin and yang energies.
Yes.
So in a way, it's not separate. Tai Chi, it's a whole of soft and hard movements at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all to do with the energy in the body from the inside more than the hardness of the outside body, if you know
So you
I mean.
Work from inside, from your...
Yeah. Yeah, all the movements are coming from the Dan Tieng, which is called the main energy center.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's nice sometimes to do it to music and also sometimes to do it in stillness. And you see sometimes people doing Tai Chi in public places, you know, in parks and all
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very graceful and lovely mm-hmm. when you see, especially a large group of people moving all at the same
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very beautiful. So we talked a little bit about Tai Chi, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about the Qigong aspect. And that might be something people are less familiar with.
Yes. Well, I teach Tai Chi, which is a martial art, as we were talking about before. And I also teach Qigong. And Qigong, it's an ancient Chinese practice. It's been there for centuries. Whereas Tai Chi, it's more recent. So Qigong, it's actually linked with shamanic practices in China. And it could be anything from feeling energy in different objects or nature to imitating the movements of animals or working with anything to do with the energy in the body. And in this sense, the Qigong that I teach is based on imitation of animal movements, basically, which have been researched to improve a person's health. So in a sense, Tai Chi takes from Qigong in the sense that it's actually incorporating to a martial art the work with the internal energy in the body. I discovered Qigong by chance. I was looking for this, as I said before, these soft movements, dance-like, that I loved. And then when I started doing Qigong, I just loved it. It's amazing how easily you can get into, how to say it, even the flow of things with Qigong. Tai Chi is a bit harder because you need to have strong legs and the postures are quite static. So while you know your sequence of movements, it can be a while before you can actually relax. But Qigong, the movements are so simple. So easy to follow. Some of them, they're more, much more than just breathing. So it's very, very easy to relax, really let go of the body, and really having this great feeling of the chi flow that can be maybe warm hands, it could be a tingling, or it could be just feeling really, really relaxed and feeling that. You have more energy for your day.
That sounds really good. And I suppose the other aspect that I wanted to talk about a little bit more is about meditation, because I find that is often the key really to many things. It certainly can be where healing takes place, where you can receive clarity as to, you know, what you're meant to be doing, and mm-hmm. clears the mind. So I'm sure that just as much as it's an important part in yoga and other practices, it must be, I'm sure, part of the Tai Chi lineage.
Well, yes, in most Tai Chi classes, in my classes, and probably most Tai Chi teachers' classes, there would be an element of meditation or stillness in which we would incorporate Qigong. Qigong practices, and the Qigong practice, the best known, I suppose, is the standing position, also called the tree position, and you're just standing in a particular way with your knees bent and slightly bent, and you're just focusing on what's happening inside. So it's not really you're not moving at that point. And that's the time for meditation, for meditating. It's also, I think Qigong can also be a meditation, but it's not a still meditation, it's a moving meditation, because the movements, as I said, are quite repetitive. So it gives you the opportunity of exploring more what's happening, observing what's happening inside you, observing what's going on within you, and basically meditation is about that, observing, becoming more aware, being open, more open to, as you say, ideas, things that may come up.
So we're going to actually give our listeners a chance to experience a guided meditation. You can actually maybe close your eyes and part your lips just enough to release your jaws. And in closing your eyes, you are bringing your awareness away from the external world and into your own internal world. So the first thing I would like to invite you to do is to bring your awareness to your physical body. How does your body feel right now? Can you feel your feet against the ground? Can you feel the support of the chair underneath you and behind you? See, can you bring your awareness away from your head and down into your feet? Can you feel each one of your toes? Your heel, the sole of your feet. And encourage your feet to relax. And bring your attention to your ankles and through your ankles into your calves, your shins, all the way down, all the way up to your knees. And feel your knees melting and softening, bringing the attention through the knees into the thighs, front and back, right and left, all the way to the point where your legs meet your hips. And release your legs out of the hip joints. And move your awareness into your spine, starting at the base of the spine, connecting with your coccyx, your sacrum, and create space in that part of your body. And then keep moving up one vertebra at a time along the lumbar area of your spine, allowing your lower back to stretch, releasing any tension from your lower back. And moving up one vertebra at a time along the thoracic area of your spine. Feel the breath at the back of your thoracic cage. Spend a little bit of time to allow your shoulder blades and your shoulders to totally release, totally relax. Move down along your upper arms, all the way down to your elbows, and through your elbows into your forearms, your wrists, the back of your hands, all your fingers, thumbs, all the way down to your fingertips. And come to rest in the palm of your hands. Moving back into your spine, this time into your neck, letting go of any tension in your neck and moving up into the skull, and letting go of any tension in your head. Go right inside your brain and let go of any thoughts that are preventing you from being totally relaxed, totally at ease. Softening all the muscles of your face, widening and softening the space just above and between your eyebrows, allowing your eyes to relax into their sockets, softening your nose, your ears, softening your cheeks, your jaws, softening your chin, parting your lips, softening your tongue, your teeth, feeling the breath flowing in through your nostrils, through your lips, going down into your throat, softening your vocal box, going down deeper into your lungs, into your heart. Feel the chest rising and falling with the breath. Let the breath move deeper, messaging all your internal organs with the breath. And scanning your whole body again, making sure that the whole of you is totally at ease, totally relaxed. Notice all the feelings and sensations within yourself, and how does it feel to be in your body at this moment? Notice the depth of your breath. Allow the breathing to deepen, and as you prepare to come out of this meditation, you take with you all that you have received. And the knowledge that you can return to this place at any time through this simple exercise, connecting with body and breath. And when you feel ready, on an out breath, open your eyes to a new moment.